In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
GM and Lyft are going to start test driving electric taxis. Clear the roads. Details coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. General Motors and Lyft are in the news again. If you listen to this podcast, you may recall that a few months ago, GM invested, $500 million into Lyft. Well, within a year, they'll be test driving Chevrolet Bolt electric taxis on public roads. How will this heat up the autonomous car race? Let's get the details from Wall Street Journal reporter Mike Ramsey. He is based in Detroit and joins us on the line right now. Welcome back, Mike.
Nice to be here.
So General Motors really seems like it's pulling no punches to prove itself in this war to reshape the auto industry. Is this a direct challenge to Alphabet and Uber?
What I think this is an evidence of the power and leverage you have when you are in control of the most difficult part of the auto industry, which is actually manufacturing and building a complex object that has 10,000 individual parts,
right,
and thousands of suppliers and takes years to develop. And there's been a lot of talk about how the tech industry is going to disrupt the auto industry, but when it comes down to it, somebody still has to build the vehicle. And that's a really difficult thing to do.
And can you talk a little bit about that and just the money that goes into that and the money that's gone into this whole initiative of autonomous cars?
You know, the vehicle autonomy move has really taken two separate paths. There's the fully self-driving car path, which Google has really been at the forefront of, or Alphabet's Google, I should say. And then there's the safety technology path, which I would say that all of the car makers in the world have taken. And they're not so different because a lot of the same sensors are involved in making a car, employing sensors that keep you from crashing. These same ones can keep you in the middle of your lane and steer around corners. And so it's, while they're not doing exactly the same thing, they are kind of along two parallel paths, right? The investment until recently has been, I would say, modest and really taken on by universities and small companies. But what we're seeing now is a pivot where there's major investment being made because people are starting to see the business model for autonomy. And the business model is mostly in this kind of car hailing, you know, livery type of aspect. And the reason it works is because if the cars can be in action when normally they'd just be sitting around,
right,
in a parking lot, then all of a sudden the value of a vehicle, even a very expensive vehicle, is different. You could keep it running while you're sitting in your office. It could be helping someone else out.
Sure. And I know the details of the autonomous taxi testing program are still being worked out, but what do we know about what it will include?
I saw a really neat demo from Taggart Matheson, who is the head of product at Lyft, and the demo was on his phone. If you have a Lyft app, just like not so different from the Uber Technologies app on your phone, and you want to hail a car, you know, it says, pick me up here, this is where I want to go. Well, now, under this, they have a prototype that shows a different option, which would be, you know, a GM autonomous vehicle. And so you would say you'd pick that up. And then initially what's going to happen is that car would come get you and there would be a safety driver in it. They would be looking at routes that would not be overrun with people. They're probably going to stay away from running down Broadway,
right,
you know, in New York City, but they might go down Second Avenue, right?
Right.
So
right.
they're going to stay away from places where, you know, you have a higher chance of pedestrian interaction and crazy drivers, like Market Street in San Francisco. And you get in the car, and it will then on your app say, okay, are you ready to go? And you say yes, then the car will go. And when you stop, it'll say, are you ready? Are you done with your trip? And then you know, So all these things that you kind of wonder, how will this work, they're really thinking through.
Last question is about the specific tech involved in the Bolt, the electric car that launches later this year. Can you talk a little bit about the driverless tech involved with the Bolt, just to refresh our listeners' memories?
Well, okay, so the Bolt is just, I don't want to say just, it's a long-range electric car, which is supposed to have more than 200 miles of all-electric range. And electric vehicles are much easier to implement autonomous vehicle technology on for because everything is drive-by-wire. It's a computer telling you to turn the steering wheel and hit the brakes and all those things. So your foot is an input device, and the accelerator, it's very easy to just, there's no foot, it's just a computer signal saying accelerate, stop. So that's a key part of it. The sensors that will actually be used for something like this, initially I suspect that they will use a lot of redundant systems for safety. They'll have a laser sensor that gives exact distance to all objects around it by sending out, you know, billions of pulses of light and reflecting back, kind of like radar, but with light.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be cameras that see stoplights and stop signs and lane lines and things like that. And then there'll be high-definition maps that tell a computer exactly where it is. So say, okay, I am here exactly. I know because I have this map on board that tells me where I am, and I'm measuring it against all these signals I'm taking. And so that's essentially how it works. And then, of course, there's the, you know, I'm going this direction because I need to go from here to there.
So right.
Computer's plotting out, okay, you know, I've got to go from here. So it's plotting out its plan to get from here to there.
Kind of fascinating. Mike Ramsey, thanks as always for the time.
Sure, no problem.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. For more, check out WSJ.com/podcasts and subscribe to all of our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now, if you have an Android device, look for us on the Google Play Music app. Just search WSJ. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.